I think it's, realizing through film today that, you're going to play a team like Pittsburgh, who is a playoff type team. You can't make mistakes. You can't hurt yourself. And it's, how do you bounce back? Obviously, you don't want to have a game like that, but it's kind of a wake-up call, kind of a reminder of, okay, if we want to go where we want to go, we got to tighten up in a lot of areas. And so it was kind of that realization at this point. So when we go to work next week, we're focused.
Sorry. Is it possible to flip that switch in the first half of the season, turnovers, mm-hmm. lack of third down conversions, some red zone struggles, those have all been there. They sort of all reared their head last night. Is it possible to look at one game and say, all right, we just got to clean these things up and move on?
I mean, yeah, it's all controllable. It's all a part of a game plan. It's all part of execution. It's all part of, individuals collectively doing their job, so that as a whole we're clicking on all cylinders. And, defense, they played great. They allowed us to be in the game. We had two turnovers that they only kicked field goals on, and they had that field goal at the end, and really not down by much. They had the touchdown early, which kind of, was a quick start for them. But we played good football. We can't have those turnovers, and we can't stumble throughout the game against a team like that.
Eric, do you see when you're watching Corey Davis, what do you see as a rookie, as a guy growing? What's he learning? What are the biggest challenges sort of for a guy going through that process?
Well, he's young. I mean, we know what he has to offer, and every guy, especially young guys, have a learning curve. These are moments that I know him as a competitor, as a person. He's not gonna lose his confidence or fall back. He's gonna learn from it and get better. And that's all you can ask for. It's just unfortunate that maybe it happens in some of these games. But we rely on these young guys to make some plays and help this team win football games.
So difference, like both of you guys missed a lot of training camp, but maybe a little bit different for you being a veteran as opposed to him being a rookie, and how it affects the regular season.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you played enough games in this league, you understand what it's about, and I've been around some really good quarterbacks. I understand coverages. I understand, just timing, all the things that take experience. You can't replace experience. And he's on his first year. And I know he's probably anxious to get back, and he didn't have much time through the off season to kind of build that relationship with Marcus and just get the reps on offense. And he's finding his way. He's a guy that is dynamic, and he's going to make some big plays. He's going to make some mistakes, but we got to minimize all mistakes across the board.